Maybe. After the show, maybe.
Start your day to where Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Get the zoom on. I came across an article in a popular Jewish magazine by an American rabbi, an article at the Matzah. And he writes that he has a chaver, a friend who's a Talmud Chochem, who's also incredibly successful in his chosen profession. And he was talking with a Gentile colleague about the current pandemic. And he said to him, at the end of the day, after they're bemoaning their plight, he says, at the end of the day, we're all in the same boat. To which the Jewish fellow says, not true. Quickly retorted, not true. We're all in the same storm. Arbor, which boat we choose to navigate through the storm, that's up to our free will. And I thought to myself, the Eibishter Bechazdo, he gave us a boat. We're in a difficult matzav, in a yisar, in a derisko. You think, you said by your Seder, last year, Pesach, how many people were here? Rabbonim, Tzadikim, Kedushim, Rosh Hashivas, Kulam Huvim, Kulam Burim, and today they're not here. So how do we navigate through us? The Eibishter gives us a Pesach, which is Tim'eir Rachman for Kal Yisroel. So I thought to myself, I say every year, the Shulchan Aruch and Taflam, it starts off, Shabbos, one line, the whole siman, Shabbos, Shulifnei Pesach, Kherin Oyser Shabbos Hagod. Shulchan Aruch and Dishkan say for Atoido, you know, if the guy makes a luach, to give him some information. It's a din, Shulchan Aruch is a loch. It's a chalayah, the din of Kherin Oyser. So Lefizah, every year, have a minute to find new timing, why is it called Shabbos Hagod? I've been doing this for like, I don't know, probably hundreds of time. So this year, being that A, it's in a sort of a pandemic, and B, it's rare, this Erev Pesach, Shachal B'Shabbos. So I thought, based on these two inyanim, to find some new insight. Behektim, everyone knows the sugya in Pesachim, Dar Samach Vov, I'm not going to be married. Everyone knows that the Gemara says that Halacha Zu, that says in the Mishnah, Dar Samach Hei, that the Pesach, the current Pesach, is Doich Shabbos. So in this Alma, maybe the Seder, what would be the halacha? Like in this year's Kviyas, Erev Pesach is Chal B'Shabbos, if the korban is doing for Shabbos or not. So they told them that there's a fellow who just came from Bovel, his name is Hillel Bavli, and he was Meshamish to Ktude El Yadur Shmaev Avtalion. He will know the answer. So they brought him, and he said, do we only have one Pesach a year? That's Doich Shabbos. We have over 200 Pesach. Why is that? There's over 200 korbanos that are Doich Shabbos, because every Shabbos, there's 50 Shabbos in a year. And we bring up two kvasim for the Talmid, two kvasim for the Musaf. And then besides all the korbanos of Yontif, which is Doich, the Shabbos, Shechal, the Yontif, Shechalin. So we have over 200 times a year where, how do you know, by the way, the Gemara says, that korban Talmid is Doich Shabbos? No? What? No. That's not how you know that korban tomid saman haShabbos whatever is doich haShabbos. Says oila Shabbos b'Shabbatay al oila satom. So the korban musaf is al oila satom. It's the korban tomid of an ordinary Shabbos also doich. And then how do you know Pesach is doich haShabbos? So I'm turning around the order. The way the Maskon of the Gemara is first he offered them a kal v'chomer madach tomid. If you don't bring up a tomid, it's doch chorus. Right, and nevertheless, the Talmud of Deicha Shabbos. How much more so? Korban Pesach with the Chiv Koros, if you don't bring. To which they were Deicha. There's a Chumra in a Talmud that you don't have in a Korban Pesach. Malik Talmud, Shu Talmud, Shu Todir. It's frequent, it's constant, it's all the every day of the year, right? And it's Kolul, it's burned completely. Mashiach in a Pesach is once a year, and it's the Bailam eat. So then he brought up his famous Gzeir Shavah b'mayadoy, right? And because of that, the Bnei B'Seira were resigned as Nosi, and Hill was appointed, and the rest is history, as they say, right? Shtel Zuch Teshayla, Bnei B'Seira were not Katnakandis, they're not little nobodies. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavtesi, they do the Gedili Adur. There's actually a Yerushalmi in Pesachim, which says, I'll leave you the lesson of the Yerushalmi, it's a Merit Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Shloishi nichu kisrun ba'ilam hazeh, there were three people who took off their crown in this world, v'yorshu chayilam habo. V'eluhein, Yoinus and Ben Shol. He was the oldest of Shol's sons. V'loi mishrut hamalucha. And he gave it up, he told David, you'll be the melech and I'll be your mishnah. The second was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was appointed as Nosi. And afterwards, the Chazal became re-approached, whatever the word is, with Rangam Leel, reconciled. And then Rangam Leel was returned to his stature. So he gave up at least part of his keser. And Bnei Deseir. And Chazal said, Yishalmi Firtois, Yenizim ben Shol is not Nishgir Sechidish. Because everybody knew, even the women behind the Ergim, knew that David is Oslub. And Yonis and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that was the deal of Chatchila, that if something happens with Rabbi Gamliel, then he's back in charge. But Bnei Deseret, to give up, because one halach and this alonem, to give up their keser for all of eternity, that's like a valdiga, nivus, like, so they were great, tzaddikim, kedoshim, gedolim, right? Yes, but this alonem and halach, even if it's a rare occurrence in Bayesheni, never happened before, whatever, but living memory, but what's pshat? And if T figured that, if they didn't know there's a mocker, then the pastor, they should have asked it. What's a suffix here? Ubefrat, the klutzkash, everybody, the chodesh, everybody, anybody, the whole who's who of whatever, asked the question. What's the shayla? Zil kari bei rav. Chumashingu, with short trousers, you figure it out. So the post, Hiba Yei Mashmini, that the first year, the only year in the Midbar, they brought a current Pesach, or you say Yoim not Asar Torah says the Seder Olam, which is brought in the Gemara and Shabbos, Taf Pei Zayin, Old Midrash Chazal. It was the first day of the week, i.e. Sunday. It was the first day Rish Chodesh of the first month, Nisan, etc., etc., etc. So you don't got to be a genius to work out that if Rish Chodesh Nisan falls out on Sunday, so Erev Pesach is Chal B'Shabbos, and there it says that they brought a Gemara Pesach B'Mayaday. What's your problem? And the Sofer Weitzer asks, and by the Pesach of Yeshua also, the Seder Olam says that it was the Erev Pesach Chal B'Shabbos, and it brought up a current Pesach. So what's the whole problem here? What was the suffix to Bnei B'Zim? Right? We go on and on, cautious on this Gemara. I'm not going to be Meirich in it. My Mechut in his Sefer wrote 11, his own 11, Mahalchim, to enter the suffix of Bnei B'Zim. There are thousands of answers in Mahalchim. Just leave that in the back of your brain cells. What is the problem of Bnei B'Seiret until Hillel came? No one could figure out where the current Pesach, Erev Pesach, Chal B'Shabbat, would have been Shabbos. So let's get back to our pandemic. Okay. The Pasuk says in Tilim in Kapitel Pei, famous Pasuk, Gefen mi Mitzrayim Tasiya. Which Chazal say, Klal Yisrael is compared to a Gefen, a vineyard, which is transportable. They which took the Gefen out of Mitzrayim. And through that was the chedilu, and therefore the Sfarim Akdashim all say that we make the bracha at the end of the magid, right? Al geulaseinu v'al pedus nafsheinu geulaseinu pedus nafsheinu is Rashi Tevis Geffen. Klal Yisrael compared to a Geffen, and we also know that Chazal say that the makis in Egypt were neguif urefoy. It was a negev to Mitzrayim, and it was a refuah to Eden. Kumt uiv, that which is a negif, nun gimul pei, to Mitzrayim, as the Shem Yishmuel points out, scramble the letters and you get the word Geffen. So Geffen is the opposite. Tadikim have the kuyach, to mehapich, tzirufi oisius, from nega to make oinig, from tzora to make ritzei, as the Sforim HaKadoshim, to be the Hashem HaMayrich. So Klal Yisrael changed from negif into Geffen. And therefore the Pasuk says, you have to sprinkle the blood. That protects you from the negev of the mashkos. The fees I must tell you, I'm a lazy guy. I wanted to make a whole lumdus. I held my sforim prepared. And a chaver bought me a matoni, bought me a new Haggadah Shel Pesach, just literally came off the market from New York, where I'm sure. And I was so enamored and thrilled, I couldn't put it down. I got up at the nightlife, I'll sleep over it. I got up 4 in the morning, continue. And I went through the whole Haggadah, but no time to appear here. But I took some amazing rayonis in it, just as we said last year, which are negayah to this, whatever. Okay. The minig Yisrael is that you take the karpas. This is step number 3 in your 15 steps we discussed last week. Take the karpas and metingle dine. Where in?
Salt.
In salt water. Why salt water? Is this a moody tikkavort? If you do a tikkavort. The Gemara says in Brachas Tav, hey, nema bris b'melech, and nema bris b'yisur. Ma melech, mamtikas abosur, af yisurim, chmanu l'slan. They are mamtik, the person from all the daveirs, right? It's memarkin avidithin shalom. Says the Gemara v'shomish. V'shem, the holy rabbi of Mendel Rim, the verse, chus yagin aleinu, moody tikkavort. Why did Chazal compare Yisurim to Melech? Because Melech is good. It softens, it takes out the blood, there's the Chazadomim, the Taivis, etc., etc. But if you oversalt your piece of meat, you know what? It becomes inedible. So we say to the Eivishter, Taket is Yisurim, and there's a purpose, and there's a reason, it out couldn't find, you know? But if you oversalt, Toynish. Right? We need Yisurim, aber mit amide, mit ashir. It shouldn't be over our head that we can't bear it. And that's Pshat, Chazal say, Rashi being the Chumash, when the Shvat went to Yankov Avinu, the Kel Shaka Yitin Lefam Litin Lechem Rachel. Or Kel Shaka? Mi Sha'omer, Kel Shaka, Mi Sha'omer, Leilomai Dai. You know what's like what's the connection with the Abraham created the world, Shindal Yud, Sha'omer, Leilomai Dai, Shi'im Lethar Yisidai? Where the fit in? Where did the connect? Now explains the Sforan HaKadosh. When the Eibishter created the world, I don't know if I said this last week, I can't remember. He started with one Nakuda, the Evan Ashtir. And there, it's like Mokum did the Shikish, Maya Elikus is the goal. You could see the hand of Hashem and everything. And then the world was mispashed, spread out. The more the world is mispashed, further and further from its original Nakuda, right? The less and less the hand of Hashem is seen, the more hell and the hester there is, the more there is teva. And Elikus is tuva v'yantuv, is consumed, is submerged, you don't see it. And the world could therefore expand, the Eibush is a kol yochel. So the Eibush said, Shaka, Sheik Omar loy lo may die. It shouldn't spread too much that you won't be able to anerken to see the hand of Hashem. If Misha Omar loy lo may die, Yomel Sarah say, no, die, because comes a point where it's not helping us. We're not becoming more elder. We're not doing tshuva. We're not disoider. On the contrary, it's fakus and whatever. There is a story told that the Oyev Yisrael, Rabbi Avraham Yishuv Heschel of Apt, was sitting together with the Rebbe and he was crying and veining and clogging about the tzoris of Eden in the tkuf of Ikvus of the Mashiach, before Mashiach comes. And the Rebbe said, like, why are you crying so much? It says in Zohar HaKadosh that the Yisurim will be to assure that Eden will be able to be saved. They're able to handle it. So the Abder also cried terribly. He said, you don't know how much sorrow Eden could be saved. It's awesome. But that goof is the sorrow. That Eden, instead of screaming out, they're able to be saved, Taurus. Says it, but I'm sure I'm already divorced. May Melech is Gematria 128. Which is Gematria Mageva. Herzati. So we take the Karpas, the Samach Perech, which is Ramiz and the Sherish of Golos, of the Tevil, all the Ramodim in Karpas. And we say to the Eibishter, we're Tevil in Meimelech, Taked is Melech Yisur. Or we have to be Mamdik, you have to dilute the Melech in Vasser the Chesed. Right, and we should be zoyche that the karpas of gematria 360 is 360 is 5 times chesed, 5 times 72. That the imam should it should be fine by us, and that's the lesson. Samach perach is also perach samach. That you have to know that even in the perach, in the avodah kosha, over this fourth and Eibishter who's soymich. In Ashrei, Gemara says in Brachas, the letter nun doesn't appear. Nafla. But next pasuk, Soymech Hashem l'chol ha'noifim. Even in a time of nefila, there is still a period of smicha. And that's why 128, which is Gematria Meimelech, which is Gematria Megefa, is also Begimatri Hashem Elikeinu. 100, right? What's Hashem Elikeinu? By the way, Elikeinu, so that's why you throw Hashem Elikeinu. Look at Hashem Elikim, which is 86. Elikeinu is 102. 102 is Gimatri Amunna. That he has to have Amunna, that the Eberster Havaya, which is Rachman, and Elikim, which is Midas Hadin, it's all one. Right? That Amunna. Havaya Elikeinu is also Begimatri Amemelech, which is Gimatri Amagefa. Because that's part of the way out, the boat to carry us through all the Saras, is by the understanding that Havaya Elikeinu is all, as we'll soon discuss. And that's one of the reasons that we make the Minig Yisrael, the Kadmas to know, is the matzahs are always, no one bakes triangle matzahs. We always try to bake round matzahs. Why round matzahs? Because the round matzahs remind us of smicha. The letter samach, which is the Indian of smicha. Matzah, 135, is gimatria smicha. That the Eved should be smicha to protect us. Therefore, the matzah is called in Zoyer Michla, Dmei Menusa, bread of faith, right? That through eating matzah, we should be zoicha to know the Pshimele Amshinover used to say, by the Bechayer says, who made the mag? Ani, Verati Meretzrayim, Ani, Le Malach, Ani Vele Sorav, Ani Vele Acher. Right? Ani Hu, Ani Vele Acher. What's the whole Indian of the Seder? The Emunah that Ani Hu. Who is Loshen? Nister. Ru'u ki Ani, Ani Hu. Even in a time of Hester Ponim, it's only who? I don't see. It's he. No, third person. Oh, but it's still the Ani, the Ebishter is there. Ru'u ki Ani, Ani Hu. Right? And when a person has that Hakora, that Emunah, that's how you get, when you have Vayeli Kenu in the possessive. By the way, the Emunah, Eli Kenu is Bashi Emunah. What's an Emunah? The Ikar of Emunah is not that the Ebishter created in heaven somewhere in Elam Atzilus and Atik Rarech. Rashi tights Elikeinu means my God as a Yid, that even though he's the creator and the master of all the world, and by the Yid is Hashgacha b'miyuchad. It's and every not only for Klal Yisrael but for every individual, every. That's what Rav Shor says. What does this mean? This word 128 is Gimashim Magefa Meimelech Havi Elikeinu Gevaldig. Made your date. Go home. Tell your wife. So I got to explain what he's talking about. I got a basic Kabbalah 101. Like just basic, you got to get some bit. I've said that countless times. There are four general miluim of Hashem. Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the Shem of Etzem. Four general miluim. You spell Yud. Yud is 10. But Yud Vav Dalid, you spell it out, is 20. And that's a constant. How do you spell the letter Hey? Three ways. Hey Aleph, Hey, Hey Yud. How do you spell Vav? Also three ways. Vav, 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 Aleph, Vav, Vav, Yud. So work it out yourself. Use your toes. The easiest way of the Shema Vaya, there's the lowest. I'll say if you go Yud, Vav, Dalet. Hey, Aleph. Vav, Vav, Aleph, Vav. And Hey, Aleph. You get the lowest common, whatever, of 45. Shema. You want to work out the highest? Yud, Vav, Dalet. 20. Ke, Yud. Vav, Yud, Vav. Kayud, you got 72. So the 72, shem ab, sag, figure it yourself, use your fingers how to work it out. Shem ab, shem sag, shem ban, and shema. Shema and shem ban, to be fair. Are you with me, folks? Yeah? If you were to count up now, just work out, 72, 63, 52, and 45. What do I got? Huh? 232. I've said this like 1,000 times. Reish Lamed Beis. Always remember, Rachmana Libavoy. Either Rosh Hashanah. Okay, fine. What is 232 Begin Matria? I've said this like 1,000 things. First of all, Yehi Oyer. The Abrahams created the world light. The Or HaGodlos, the Abrahams originally envisaged, that is 232. I'm just giving you that as an introduction. You know what else says the B'nai Yisoskar? Halayla Hazem Matzah is Gimatria 232. Which is the night of Pesach, is a gili of the original light that the Eibishter wanted to create, which is Nelem in the Schatz of Tzadikim. You could tap into it the night of the Seder. You know what else is 232? On Pesach, I make a big spiel about Kaisis. You know, you have Kais. Chaf Vav Samach, the Milui, is Gimatria 232. Therefore, the Megalamukah says, Kais Yeshua's Esa, Uvashem Hashem Ekro. Whenever I pick up a cup, I have in mind that Kais B'Milui is a kois, the Lashon HaZoyer, kois mole birchas Hashem, right? That's a little brachas. By the way, HaBracha is Gematria 232, right? 232 is when the Eibishter is on their kent, you can reckon in all four names. It's not just Hocus Pocus, whatever. Each one of these four numbers, four miluim, corresponds to Atzilus, Bri, Yetzirah, Nasirah. Work it out. You know, whatever, hello? If I knew what I'm talking about, I wouldn't be the rabbi in Olilu. I'd get a proper job. Right? But whatever. Efshiyah. Hello? But you got it? Like, hello? This is the mili of the Shemavaya, of the bring the Abish in the world. And therefore it says, Ki be'etzem hayayim hazeh, Ki be'etzem is Gimatria 232, Echveis, Hutukas Adam Mitzrayim. Lo'yadei Malach, Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kovet and Etzem, says the Rebbe, also 232. The Eibishter, the Gili of all the four Miluim of the Shem Avayim. So far, so good? Very simple. I'm sorry to drive you crazy with numbers, but it's very positive. Now, I saw a Degel Machne Ephraim, which helped me understand what Rav Moshe was talking about. Degel Machne Ephraim, on the possible year, Beham Negev Bifkoidism, Samuridi Gavur. So 232 is Shem Ab, Sag, Ma, and Ban put together. Yeah? All the names. All the worlds. Everything. Fine. But that's including the Yudke Vavke Betz in each one of the names. How much is 4 times 26? 104. Okay, fine. So if you look at how much is the Milui Luchud, only if you're looking at the added extra, not the Shem Avaya Betz. So take 232 minus 104. What do you got? 128. So the miluim, the four miluim of the Shem Avaya, right? That adds up to 100, which is our Meimelech, which is our Shem Elikeinu, which is our Magefa. Hello? Says the Holy Degel, when is there a Magefa? When you divorce the Yudke Vovke from its... When it's a felt in what you call in Svarim, Yimala Hashem Kol Mishal Yisecho, right? That a Jew has to work, that the Abish's name should be complete and whole and expressed in Velt in all the worlds. And that's what says the Degel, that's when you get a Magefa. When there's a disconnect between, that's Yitzav Hashem Likecha Es HaBrocha, HaBrocha 232, Ba'asamecha, who did the Gemara say about Messiah? And HaBrocha Mitzuya Ela B'davar, Hasomi Menayim, that which is hidden. What's hidden in Shem Avaya? The part I don't see. That's the Miluim. Right? Are you with me?
Yeah.
I'm just giving to drive you completely off the twist. Just one more. There's a Sforim Akdoshim. It's based on a Megalamukhi. It's brought in Yisod Yosef. It's brought in Leshem. All this. It's Merumas in Hashem, Ishmael Yisrael, Hashem Elikein, Hashem Echad. Hashem, you'd give up. You're 26. Okay. It's also, 26 is the Milui of the Shem Bat. 52 is 26 and 26. Yeah. Hashem. Elokeinu. Eloka is Gematria. Hello? Elokai. 46. Which is the Milui of the Shem Ab. 46 and 26 is 72. Nu, 56, is what? The Milui of the Shem. The Shem Sag. No, plus the Shem Ma. Hello. 37. 37 and 26 is what? 63, the Shem Sag. 37 is the Milui, the Chud of the Shem. One second. My dear friend, you should have been a dentist. One second. How did I say it? Yep. El Shem Elikeinu. So the Kai, Aleph Lamed Kei Yud, that's already 46, that's the Milu of the Shem Ab. And you have the word, you have Nu left, Elikei Nu, 56, yeah, I got it. What's 56? 56 is 37, which is the Milu of Sag, plus 19, which is the Milu of Ma. 19 plus 26 is 45. How much is 36 and 19 in your Cheshbon?
Yeah.
I got it. You're an accountant, no? My trade. Hello? So I got everything is Merumas in Hashem Elikeinu. And if that's not good enough for you, is Merumas also in the word Echad. I'm just throwing this just to keep your brain tells. Right? Echad. There's two other ways, which I never use here usually, of counting up gematria, just because I don't want to confuse everyone. I like simple things, right? One is ribua. It was multiplying. She said, echot, aleph, ches, dal, three simple letters. You can't get easier word than echot. How much is aleph times aleph? Still one, right? How much is ches times ches? Ches beribui? 64. How much is dalet times dalet? 16. How much is 1 plus 64 plus 16? 81. Fine, keep that in the back, right? Now, let's look at the letters echot, aleph, ches, dalet, b'misper hakadmi. Okay. Aleph is only one. Beis is three, because aleph plus beis. You're including all the above mentioned. So how much would Gimel be? 7. And how much would Dallas be, for any mathematician here? 10. Fine, okay. So Aleph is 1. Dalet is 10. Yeah, hello. So how much is Ches? Don't work it out. 30. No time for this. 36. So how much is 36 plus 1 plus 10? 45. So you take the word Echod. And you add the ribui plus the b'misper akadmi. So add 81 and 47. What do I got? 128. Bingo, 128 again. Which is a vayelikenu, which is meimelech, which is magefo, etc. etc. The tsaras in the world come when we forget that avaya elikenu is a chot. That everything in the world comes from the Eibrish, there is one, right? And okay. The point is, what do we do here in the Seder? The Seder is our boat to navigate us through stormy water, through tempests, right? Then we have Magid. Magid is Gematria 57, which 57 everyone knows is Kelavaya, which is, it's also famous, Kelavaya is Yor Lenu. Nu is 56, which is Dinim. And we discussed this one in this Paraduma this year, if anyone remembers. Hello? So, therefore, Kelavaya Yor Lenu is Gematria 360, which is what? Which is, again, 5 times chesed, as we said by Karpas. Hello? What does this mean? I'm going to tell you, you need a his oirus to sit by the Seder Erlich. Can I ask you, I think I said this last year. I don't know where I saw it first, but I saw it somewhere. How many Shem Havayas, how many times does the Eibishter's name appear in the Chumash from Bereishis Bar Elikim until the Einei Kol Yisroel? I've said this like 100 times. No idea. Don't start counting, now you have no time. 1,820. Okay? Can I ask you another question? If you know, you'll know this already. How many words are there in the God of Shal Pesach from Heilach Ma'anya till Baruch Atu Hashem Gual Yisroel? Bingo, that was a fast judgment. You sort of like get, after all these years, you're getting the mahalach. Okay, fine. What is that telling me? That every word that you recite by the Seder Tish, you're pressing a button, and the Kedusha, the brachas of the Shem Havaya, you're able to bring into the world. Right? Yes? And therefore, there's no better time a whole year to ma'ir rachman for Kal Yisrael and for every individual than the Seder. Therefore, at the Seder, we have matzah. Matzah is Rosh Tevis Mikol Tzara Hasileini. Right? Matzah is Gimatria in Makoil Tzara. Al Achilas Matzah is Gimatria Tzoras. Therefore, what do we eat our matzah? Al Matzah is U. What is Moror B'Gimatria? You don't got to be a genius to work this out. I think every school joke. What? 446, which is otherwise known as Movis. So what do you eat your matzah with? Don't eat the matzah, which is michludas zvoso, food of healing. You eat it together with the mor, because the matzah cancels out the mor. You would think you eat the matzah chveitish when loyamar bavurzeh loyamarti ella bavurzeh is gimatria refuah. Work it out. Hello. When do you get a refuah from all the tzaras in the mor? Bavurzeh loyamarti el b'shar sheish matzah umor menachol menecho, where the matzah could be mamtik the mor. You with me? This also applies. Oh, we're going to time. What does this teach me? When I sit at the Seder, the first lesson before anything is that Yid has to know that. I'll give you an example. First of the Ten Commandments, otherwise known by us Yidden as the Seder Dibris. Anuich Hashem Likecha Asher. See, everyone knows Ibn Ezra asked B'Shem Yehuda Levi, The Churi, it should have said, Hashem Baratz, you should have been Ryan Shema. Is the Churaya, there were two Brias. There's a Bria of Bereshis Borlikim, which created the laws of Derech HaTev. And then there's Yitzias Mitzrayim and Amat Teira and Hogal Derech HaTev, which is Lemay Lemenatev. And when they, which is greater, obviously, that which is Lemay Lemenatev. Then Yisoska brings from David, from the Kodesh Magid, from the Mizrachi Magid. Zois Oilas Chodesh Bechotshoi, Zois Zayin is seven. Seven is the order of nature. A week has 7 days, including Shabbos. Al S is Aleph Tetov. As the Kodesh Magid teaches, the question that you're asked, Lachem, is Kavata Itim L'Teir. Are you bound by time? Para is Gimatria. Sure. Ashana. Yeah, he's bound by time, by mokim, by kim, he knows what he kim, doesn't know avaya, right? A yid, the whole mahalach of a yid is what? What do you say in that God? We bring a pasuk from Yeshua. I took Avraham Avinu me'ever anor, right? And he brought him to Eretz Kanaan. Right? And they gave Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Esau. Yaakov, remember, what's going on here? Why is Yeshua telling the people that? Why are we quoting this to say that? We're telling the people that there was an Eivor HaNor, a place of Chashus. And the Eidir, the Avraham Avinu, the Zeidir went through Ur Kazdim. And he was thrown into a fire. And the Derech HaTev that the Eibush the Bashefer created, the fire burned people up. And he was saved from Ur Kazdim. L'may l'mi Derech HaTev. And therefore, after Ur Kazdim, the Eibush took him to Eretz Kanaan, which is not a land like the Sfas Emes says. Every goy, every shmerel in the world has a country, has a place. Yidin b'derech hateva have no place, no country in the world. They don't have a place. We have no mokim in olam hazeh. But the Eibushter then took us to Eretz Kanaan, which is a place to nailim b'derech hateva. And then he gave us Yitzchok to Avram. And Yitzchok was born when Avram was 100 years old. Not b'derech hateva. It started with 90. Right? And Yitzchak also had his sons, L'mayel Midera Chatev. And then the Abish of Yankim Vavon of Yordam Mitzrayim to see if they'll go through the Korah Barzel, the Bechinef, the Zichet Teteru, which is a new and Hagel L'mayel Midera Chatev. That's the whole idea of what the essence of what Pesach is all about. And the Zichet Mitzrayim is greater than Bria Shemayim Vaoritz. And that's why the Shabbos prior to Pesach is called Shabbos HaGodl, to show that Yidin, first of all, we explained before, this is the Shabbos that Nizgalah, the Habrocha, the four names of Hashem, the Ab, Mag, Ab, Sag, Ban, and Ma, right? Ban, Man, Ban, right? The Nizgalus of the Shechinah of the Eibushter in this world, and the Godless of Yidin, that Yidin are not Meshubit to Teva. All of the comes, that's why we take a tle. Tle is the mazel of, that's how everyone knows, the school child knows. The brush of all the mazolis, right? And you're told on the Shabbos to go and shecht it le'inikol Mitzrayim, and the miracle unfolds, right? Because the Egyptians worship mazel. And Yidin are le'maylim in a mazel. By the way, that's why Mitzrayim is gematria 380, because the Gemara says in Chayyig Dafyud Beis, the seven heavens, seven, and Rakia. There in the world, in the heavens, called Rakia, there is Kechav Mazolus. Hello? Rakia is Gimatria 380, which is Gimatria Mitzrayim. They're connected to Kechav Mazolus, and therefore it's called Eretz Chom. Chom is 40, is 48, which is Gimatria Kechav. They're connected to Kechav. And therefore they went to Yosef, and they said, what did they tell Yosef? Chavalonu Lechem. Lechem is Gimatria Mazel. They want to tap into Mazel. Shabbos, because Shabbos HaGodl, Shabbos plus seven, because Yom HaShvi, is Gimatria Ein Mazel Yisrael. Eden are above Mazel. A bunch of other riots, whatever. This is called Shabbos HaGodl. HaGodl is Gimatria Kuchav. The Eden are Lemailim Nekichavim, as promised by Avram, etc., etc., etc. Just tell you one little word from the Tzvila Tzadik, from the Holy Blue Shiver, says, Hamuyidik Avort. How much is three times Lechem Oini? No, Lechem Oini is 208. I'll give you a hint. 208 times 3? 624. Okay, fine, good. Remember, 624. How much is 4 times Kois Yayin? Kois, 86. Yayin, 70. 156. You match your Yosef. No? How much is 4 times 156? So, how much is 624 and 624? 1248, which is gematria, says the Tfilat Tzaddik, Shabtai Tzaddik Mos Nayim Chama Noiga Koichav Levona B'mechuvet. Exactly. The whole idea of the Seder, the Ina Lemailim in Amaz, all these things. Therefore, 1428 is gematria Tarech Levona Shulchan, the Kedusha of the Seder Tish, which is also gematria Sipur Yisiyas Mitzrayim Makil, etc. I can't even tell you all of it. Right? What's the lesson for us to learn? Okay, now I can get. Now we can begin this year, but I have no time. Now I go back to the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Samachov. Nistapku b'nei b'seira. Shabbos is gevaldik. Shabbos is like the neshama of the week. But Shabbos is a type of kedusha. Like I said, zoyz elas chayde. Zoyz is zayin, and alzatov. Shabbos is Kedusha, said the B'nai's author, but Kedusha in Welt, in Teva, to bring a bit of godliness, of holiness, of in a dark finster of Welt. That's Shabbos. Pesach is Pesach, like its name, Passover. It jumps over, it transcends all boundaries, all Olam Haza, all Teva. Infinite. Hello? Yes? Said the B'nai B'seira, I understand very well that Bizman of Tzias Mitzrayim, right? And afterward, the first year in the Midbar, or Yeshua, they're Gilgal, they're going through the crawl going around Yericho 7 times, and the walls come tumbling down. Great, yeah. I understand. It makes sense that Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. The Nes, the transcendent, the supernatural, the hand of Hashem, is there, and Zichur Deicha Shabbos. No problem. They have Tzukim that bring it up. Let me explain. When did B'nai B'seir and Hillel live? People have been killed. The Malchus Harisha Rome, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, already began to be pushed the Ragale from the Dovarach. Right? They became a time of darkness. The Churban Beis Hamikdash is already on the loop. Right? There's no more Nevuah, etc., etc., etc. Now Nistapku B'nei B'seira. In this kind of generation, this kind of Chashkus, is there Taka Pesach Deicha Shabbos? What I really want to speak about that I'm not going to have a chance is the Lomdash Rebbe Dover is, right? The Rebbe, the Sikh of the Rebbe is like unbelievably deep. I can't even begin to, I think it'd be 5 hours. Just, I don't understand it myself, whatever. The middle of the Sikha. But the Nakuda is, but just be that simple halacha. Why is Pesach Deicha Shabbos? But it's halacha. And the question I'm asking you is, how do you tap in at your Seder, my Seder, to bring out that which is Lemailim and Ateva in our lives? How do you to oof that Pesach? What's the secret of Pesach Deicha Shabbos? This is the Pashat Hazoy. Bottom line, after the whole this is that the only what kind of korban is Deicha Shabbos? Only a korban tziburi. Korban of a tzibur. Korban yochid is never Deicha Shabbos. That it has to be kavua zman, even if it's a tzibur, like a pile of tzibur, Deicha Shabbos. That's a zeitige side issue. But the ikr kvetch is, it has to be a communal offering, a carbon of a tzibur. Now, if you look in the halachas of a Pesach, the ikroi, it's a carbon of a yochid. It comes from your own pocket, it's shechted, almanas to eat it, v'chul. But it has some characteristics of a tzibur. The b'chabura, teach 3 times kol. There are certain aspects of kol. This is an important matter. I know times the Rebbe speaks about it at numerous places in different sikhas. The Talmud Rebbe speaks about it. You can have people who are iber gegeben to the tzibur. See, usually we learn there's a yochid, right? 500, 5,000, 50,000 yechidim is still not a tzibur. It's a shutfut, korban a shutfut. A tzibur, you normally learn, is a separate, like a corporate entity, has a separate identity. It's not, but it's just always a zoy. The rias in this from Machzashek, the whole lumdus in itself. The kunz of Yiddishkeit is that there's a tzibur and there's a yochid. The Eibishter loves the tzibur, klal Yisrael, the kedusha in the klal, but there's also an unbelievable infinite love that the Eibishter loves every individual. Mashiach comes to be a goyel Yisrael, but it's acting to look to echad echli, takes everyone by the hand, and he individually has a great infinite ava to everyone individual. There's a famous story. What's the difference between an anti-Semite and a Yid? And then Tisimei says, I hate the Jews. He accuses the Jews of Kolda Vrosa. Obri Yankel he's a good guy. And Shmerelda, whatever, he loves him. The only Yidin are rotten. You speak to a Yisrael, I know that Klal Yisrael is the Karkal. I love Klal Yisrael, it's never for Klal Yisrael. Over there is a Manuvel, this one is a Russia, this one's a Shege. It's only, he has 500 people on his list, right? But he loves Yidin. The Kunsa Havis Yisrael is to love the Klal, but to know that the Yochid, it did bring him into the Klal, but the Klal doesn't subsume and take away the identity of the Yochid. You need both. And that's the birth of Klal Yisrael, the current Pesach. And that was the Shaila by Bnei Beseira. It could very well be, I understand, when Rav Yisrael are sitting in Eretz Yisrael, right? After the Six-Day War, there was a Shaila amongst Gdeli Yisrael. There's theoretically a possibility to bring up a current Pesach, Makriv and Afal Bishin Bayez, Shizaramba, Rabbi Yechim Harizal. Even though we don't have a Paraduma, Dinit Tumah Hutra, Petzibah. Although this was brought up 200 years ago, all Gedula Ulam, and they came to the Maskana for a variety of practical, pragmatic, sakas and Allah, whatever, we can't bring up a current Pesach, even without a base and Mikdash. Or theoretically, the possibility to be in Yerushalayim Erev Pesach and not to be a current Pesach, you're Chayav Karis. Should you have to leave Yerushalayim? I can't, with a whole, because never before in 2,000 years, the Jews have Kvayachal, Balabatishkeit over Harabais. So now, theoretically, I'm not going to involve the whole set of in itself. Someone asked the Beis Yisrael to get rid of that. What was that mind? Beis Yisrael answered a very profound answer. The whole thing is geboi to head of tumba hutra b'zibur. Ich zeh nicht kein zibur. It's merafsin igur, it's a sharf, it's yoyrit chidribot. To overpower tumba, you need a zibur. Tzibur means tzaddikim, beinim, all types of Eden, and they're willing to mevatel themselves to the tzibur. When you do so, that's how you bring tahara. That's the secret of Pesach, the Shabbos. There's a kedusha that comes when he in his attitude, in his giving of tzedakah, and whatever. He's ibrigem and dechal Yisrael, the Ebrish halvan taka, we should be zoicha, to know this idea of emunah, and emunah in the Ebrish dirt, emunah in the cloud, emunah in yourself, emunah in your family, and with that we should be zoicha, v'neuchosham, and azvachman, and azvachim, v'neuchosham, 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 v'neuchosham